I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 5-1 defeat at Boston United. Mark, simply not a good performance at all today, and you must be very disappointed.
Yeah, embarrassed really to lose any game 5-1, and the way we defended it possibly could have been more. Just, I mean, it's, you know, your emotions are high straight after the game. But I would like to look back at it, because I don't think it was a 5-1 game. I don't think it was anything like that. But we've just absolutely gift-wrapped goals. I've never seen a team do so little to score goals in a game. The first one were a touch unlucky. You know, Ben Parker's injured. He looks like he's OK, and Nicky Boschel pushes on, and then he's not OK, and the ball drops into the position where Ben should have been, and they score from that. And then the second one is, you know, just a bad football on a pitch like this, trying to play in an area where we shouldn't be playing, and then a short back pass, and it's 2-0. In between those two goals, we've had two glorious chances ourselves to score, which, had we taken, might put a different reflection on it, because they were sat really deep. Once they got in front, they just sat camped really deep and tried to soak up pressure and hit us on the break. And you know, I said to the players before the game, be ruthless in both boxes, and we were in neither today. Bitterly disappointing, because, like I say, there's absolutely no way it was a 5-1 game. But if we make the kind of mistakes we make defence, if we make those kind of mistakes that we made today, we've got absolutely no chance of winning games.
Are you disappointed with the second half performance more than the first? Because in the first we had much more of possession of the football, we seemed to create more chances, but we expected us to kick on in the second half from the commentary position, but it was quite the reverse.
In fairness, I thought we actually played quite well first half. Take the two, you know, goals out of it, one unfortunate one and just an obvious error. I thought we controlled large parts of the game. We got in good areas. We pressed them high up the pitch. We were winning possession high up the pitch, and had chances to score goals. At half time, you know, I said it should never be 2-0. You know, we should be winning 2-0. But yeah, the second half was disappointing. We were playing into the wind, and then that helped them. They got a bit higher up the pitch, and you know, won a few more first balls. But the balls that they were winning, just putting straight back on us, they were turning into through balls and opportunities, and it was just, you know, when you do that, you start to pick up a head of steam and look to get back into a game, you concede another goal and it just deflates everyone. You know, we were a few goal mouth scrambles ourselves, Jake Lawless header that hits the post at 2-0, you know, nothing's really gone for us today, but if we defend like we've defended today, we've just got absolutely no chance. We've had a good defensive record, especially away from home this season. Hopefully this has just been one of those days where everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. And but no, if we defend how we have done, like I've said before, we've got absolutely no chance of winning games.
Barrow and Tamworth both won today. I mean, does this have implications for you for the chances we have of going up automatically?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we've lost our last two games, and in between that, Tamworth, Barrow are filed between them, have won every single game they've played. So, yeah, it does affect that. We have seen that, you know, if you can get on a run like Tamworth have got on and like Fylde have got on, it makes a massive difference. But on today's performance, there's absolutely no chance of us going on a run like that. We've just got to get back to basic defending, which is what we've not done today. Obviously getting Boise back next week will be a boost for us, but losing Ben Park is a big blow as well. So yeah, it's, I mean, as far as winning the league's concerned, that's probably the last thing in your mind when you're coming off the field after a 5-1 defeat. I think the important thing is now that we've got a game at home next week, a game that people will expect us to win, and we've got to go out and meet people's expectations. If we defend properly and play like we did for the first half and good spells of the second half, I thought, in fairness, we put them under pressure and we did have some chances, then we'll be all right. But if we just let balls go over the top and let the strikers run onto them to score goals, then we'll lose next week as well.
What was how serious is the injury to Ben Parker?
He took a whack on his ankle. It's quite sore. He's on the crutches now, so that's obviously a big blow for us. We've got Ollie Johnson, who's been struggling recently. You know, he's one that we've got to manage. He's been feeling sort of a hip hamstring type injury over the last few weeks, and this week it's sort of progressed to the point where he's not been able to train for the first time in a while. So we may be looking to give him a bit of a breather just to try and refresh that and a bit of treatment to get him going again. The idea today was for him to be on the bench. he can get out there at maybe 80%. Hoped we didn't need him, but obviously it turned out that we needed to get him on. But yeah, I think it's got to a point now where we've not been able to dip into a transfer market and look to freshen things up. I think that might be changing. So I think we probably just need one or two to freshen things up, and I think I'll be able to do that this next couple of weeks.
So there can be no... I suppose we must have to set a challenge then to the players that are here for next Saturday, that you have to go for the 3 points on Saturday against Hyde.
Yeah, go out and win games. I mean, again, having not been able to watch it back, and you're coming off of a game and you've been beaten 5-1, you can think everything's wrong. I would like to watch it back, and you know, I dare say that we had quite a few chances to maybe score 5 or 6 goals ourselves. But if we're going to, yeah, the challenge is there for the players to bounce back. That is, beaten 5-1 anywhere by anyone has got hurt you. And if you've got any kind of pride about yourself, you'll be smart to get out on the pitch next week and put it right. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. And I've got the confidence in the players and the ability that they've got and the character that they've got as well to be able to do that. We just need a break and to get in front in the game, I think, because... You know, the confidence just seemed to have about 1 or 2 players in the second half when they went 3 and 4-0 up.
Thanks, Mark.